Spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind. A mental health crisis of isolation and loneliness. A president, my predecessor, failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. I think that's unforgivable.
That was not the first, not the only, not even the most vehement of the hecklebacks to President Biden last night. Man, I've never seen anything quite like it. I've never seen him like this. I don't know exactly what they did to prepare him for it, what kind of oxygen-sucking B12 vitamin shots that he got to get him prepared for, you know, 70 minutes of seems like an ordinary person to me, you know, who was engaged. And he was engaged with the Republicans. He was, yeah, there was only the one part where he seemed a little bit baffled by it all, where he didn't understand why they were all reacting to him saying that he was done with the speech. That part caught me. That made me laugh a little bit.
So let's build.
Oh, sorry, that wasn't the one here. This is it.
Let me close with this. Yeah.
And then he's kind of like, I don't know, shaking his hands at them like he didn't really understand.
I know you don't want to hear any more, Lindsay, but I got to say a few more things.
Yeah. But no, he was, you know, he was on. He was as on as he has ever been in the last 5 years last night. Now, that doesn't mean that what he said was, you know, accurate. I mean, how about this one? This is great.
The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been in 20 years. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
Yeah, the violence in the household has come down significantly after I stopped hitting you. I mean, that's the inflation has come down. You caused it, sir. That's like the whole thing about the deficit. Well, the deficit, you know, we've cut the deficit by $1 trillion. Yeah, because it was extraordinarily out of place through COVID. Trillions of dollars of deficit spending under COVID. And we're just not doing that anymore. You can't take that as a win. Anyway, but, you know, of course, all of this stuff, you know, and attacking Trump again, it was really, I mean, it was a campaign speech, obviously, right? That's what it was. It was a campaign speech. And as such, I thought for him, it was basically effective. It was all attacking his predecessor, never to say his name, Donald Trump all night long. And, you know, engaging with the Republicans. And if his goal was to look like he's not a senile, old, incapable, doddering man, he did that last night.
The last administration enacted a $2 trillion tax cut, overwhelmingly benefit the top 1%, the very wealthy and the biggest corporation, and exploded the federal deficit. They added more to the national debt than any presidential term in American history. Check the numbers. Folks at home, does anybody really think the tax code is fair? Do you really think the wealthy and big corporations need another $2 trillion tax break?
No!
I sure don't. I'm going to keep fighting like hell to make it fair. Under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody, not one penny.
I mean, it was all the profanity he could have asked for. It, you know, it was the new reinvigorated Biden. He was ready to go last night and, you know, pay no attention to the economy-destroying measures that he was proposing, like giving every home buyer $400 a month or, you know, making companies pay 21% on above now the 15% that they have to pay as a minimum corporate tax and taxing all the billionaires of, you know, 25% minimum percentage of their, I mean, you know, pay no attention to the communism in hand. He's just, you know, he's strong and loud and invigorated, and that's all you really need to know about it. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. I will give him one piece of credit. The cutting of the junk fees on credit cards, I totally agree with that. Give him credit for that. That's right. It's abuse by the banks. Now, what will the banks do to make up that money somewhere else? Unknown. Will they just take a hit or will they try to, you know, shove money in somewhere else? Don't know. But he's right. The abuse of junk fees by credit cards is a problem, and they're working on fixing it. So I'll give him credit for that. 6:50 hasn't made a big story because there's been so much else in the news, but that's accurate. I do. I give him credit for that. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Not seeing any slowdowns or accidents reported by FHP. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. No delays on Burgess or Olive. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. And if you're on Highway 98 this morning, west and east, headed through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we're looking good. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical work done on your home, Peden, they'll take care of you. The best products, best service, they'll show up on time, they'll be professional, get it right the first time, and they will stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guarantee. So whatever you need to be done, they will take care of you. They're actually now hiring AC technicians, plumbers, and electricians in all their markets. So if you know somebody who's good at that job and wants to make a change, or somebody, you know, maybe you've heard, maybe you are somebody who's good at that job and you want to make a change, hey, give them a call and find out. And by expanding, I mean, they have been expanding. I've only been talking about them for a year or two, but they have been expanding continuously to Baldwin County just last year, and now to Mobile County. Okay, just recently. All the way east as far as Tallahassee now. So the whole central time zone, Peden will take care of you. Right now, with the new AC system purchase, you get a free tanked water heater. Find out more or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Pinnair Credit Union is here. For every move-in day to the perfect home, every trip up the coast in the perfect car, for every business door unlocked, every dollar saved for something special, every dream achieved one goal at a time. We're here because Pinnair Credit Union has been a part of this community since 1936. And with affordable lending, flexible accounts, easy access, and smart guidance, we're a perfect fit for the way you bank. Join us at Pinnair.org. You'll fit right in. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough for his inexplicable refusal to protect women in the workplace. It all began when Assistant Secretary of Health for Operations Rima Ann Nelson composed a memo ordering all VA facilities to remove the infamous photograph VJ Day in Times Square, which, as we all know, depicts an American sailor aggressively kissing a dental assistant in New York City after the announcement that Japan had surrendered in World War II. As Secretary Nelson so powerfully wrote, quote, "This action is prompted by the recognition that the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault," end quote. Apparently, some employees had complained about feeling discomfort from the menacing photo and its tacit endorsement of unwanted male-on-female sexual violence. She requested, the assistant secretary requested alternative pictures be found that equally captured the spirit of victory and peace without, quote, "compromising the VA's commitment to a safe and respectful environment," end quote. But what should have been a great celebration of cancellation has now become an opportunity for the patriarchy and its tolerance of rape culture to reassert dominance as Secretary McDonough tersely vetoed the change, saying on Twitter X, "Let me be clear. This image is not banned from VA facilities, and we will keep it in VA facilities." Now, it's true that some have claimed this photo should be understood as simply representing an unrestrained jubilation at the end of an atrocious war rather than as a sexual encounter. But I ask you, did he grab a fellow sailor to dip and smooch? And if he had instead grabbed a man, would that have ended so well for him? Of course not, because a man would have been capable of fighting back. Some have even gone so far as to claim that the woman seems to be complying with him, perhaps even enjoying the moment and the lustful attention she's receiving. And even though the actual woman in the photograph has said she did not feel violated because she thought it was just a moment of celebration and that he had chosen her because he was so grateful to nurses who took care of the wounded, don't you understand how that doesn't matter at all? We don't ask victims whether they feel like victims. We will decide who's been victimized and tell them they have been. Our movement forever reserves the right to read back into historical events violations which were never present at the time. And now that we have sufficiently taught women that they are always victims, it is, of course, obligatory upon us to remove any of the trauma prompts which might trigger this newly discovered heightened sensitivity to everything around them. So both for the photograph itself and for that lackey of the patriarchy, Dennis McDonough, we cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, Spanish Army Corporal Roberto Perdigones and her 41 formerly male fellow soldiers stationed in the North African city of Ceuta, who are making a mockery of the global transgender community, one of the four founding member groups of the Holy Acronym String, I remind you. I say her for Roberto despite the fact that she is clearly engaged in what can only be called a cruel joke. But because I am obligated to always identify trans women as they tell me to identify them, I'm compelled to refer to Corporal Perdigones as she. In 2022, the Spanish government passed a law allowing anyone over the age of 14 to change gender identity without medical or psychiatric evaluation. The Spanish military had also decided to incentivize the enlistment of women by offering them a 15% higher salary, a higher pension, and a 15% pay bonus for being mothers, all as a form of positive discrimination. As a result, Corporal Perdigones and her 41 companionettes, who were identified male at birth, have all chosen to re-identify as women to receive the better pay. Perdigones herself also petitioned for a private bathroom and private living quarters, which she received, and is seeking a rehearing over the custody of her son now that the court will have to consider her rights as a mother. As Miss Perdigones told the Spanish newspaper El Español, quote, "On the outside, I feel like a heterosexual man, but on the inside, I am a lesbian," end quote. Photographs do at least confirm the first part. Interior lesbianism is notoriously difficult to capture on film. Now look, I certainly know that I must never, ever, ever question the sincerity of someone who claims gender asylum as a trans person under any circumstances, but surely we can all agree that she is doing this out of a callous, selfish desire for personal gain with no regard to the harm done to our noble cause of gender anarchy. Most of the 41 soldiers aren't even shaving their beards and have undergone no gender reassignment surgeries at all. They're simply exploiting a loophole and making our cause look foolish. This abusive use of logic that reveals the absurdity of our policies should not be allowed. How dare they make our views look so silly? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, Our greatest praise for the makers of Lyle's Golden Syrup, a British company who's been making sticky sweet liquids since 1883. Yes, after 141 years using the same logo, which features a lion's dead body with honey and some bees in the middle, the company has decided to change the image and the accompanying phrase away from the Bible story involving Samson, which says, "Out of the strong came forth sweetness." Even though the old logo holds the Guinness World Record for the oldest brand, James Whiteley, the company's branding director, says the new design brings Lyle's into the modern day, appealing to the everyday British household while still feeling nostalgic. The new logo will feature a lion's head and a single bee, and of course will no longer contain a quotation from that infamous tome of oppression, the Bible. What we love about this move is the way it completely abandons tradition and Christianity, without having to come in response to any identifiable complaint whatsoever. Apparently, no one asked for this change, but the company did it all on its own. And how can we tell it's a good decision? Because Christians all over the United Kingdom are expressing their disappointment with it. Surely you remember your basic von Klosthaler. If you ever aren't sure about the right course of action, just do whatever irritates straight white Christian men the most, and you cannot go wrong. Yes, the change for the sake of change, abandoning an iconic brand that offended no one just for the sake of perceived virtue signaling credit, and separating a modern company from the historical legacy of its founders' strong religious beliefs. What more could we ever ask for in an aspiring recipient of certified wokeosity? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please keep in mantra those homebound members of our congregation who made the unwise choice to watch Katie Britt's Republican response to the State of the Union address last night, being forced to hear from an actual person who talked about the same real-life issues we're all facing regularly was very traumatic to them after that inspiring series of fables President Biden spun so eloquently. Even seeing him not engage in his routine bingo phrases like, "Come on, man," "Extreme MAGA," and "I'm Jill's husband," was small consolation against the trauma of having to hear so much painful truth about our beloved leader from the junior senator from Alabama. Refreshments this week are provided by Unholy for Holies, maker of authentic Tex-Mex snack cakes fashioned exclusively from a proprietary blend of organic non-GMO pinto bean curd and Mexican free-tailed bat guano harvested from the caves of Central America. Try an Unholy for Holies cake today. It'll turn your world upside down.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
And yes, by the way, the Spanish soldier story and the VA story are both 100% accurate. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I was researching it while you were doing that, and... That dude's got a beard just hanging out. Like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Give me that pay. Yep. And the private bathroom.
Yep. All right. So we're looking good around our roadways. Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP at the moment. At the Google traffic maps here, if it can tell me accurately, I'm not sure. It's been a little off lately. I'm not really seeing any major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any accidents slowing you down there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. If you do see anything out there on our roadways slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. You trying to that Unholy for Holies yet?
I need to get some. It sounds good.
It's very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Made with only the best Mexican bat guano.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father last night for heckling President Biden during the State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine who was killed along with 12 other service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Jackson Mahomes has received a suspended sentence on battery charges so long as he doesn't violate his probation. The sentence for the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was agreed to in court yesterday. He was accused of 3 counts of sexual battery, 1 count of battery for an incident that happened at a restaurant last year.
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait. This is going to be great.
Most idiotic thing. No, it's really not. Seeing Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk face off, that would have been idiotic.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden, during his State of the Union address, addressing concerns about his age, saying he's been around a while.
My lifetime has taught me to embrace
freedom and democracy.
Not mentioning former President Trump by name at all during the speech.
Other people my age see it differently. The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not me.
He spoke about the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, reproductive rights, immigration, jobs, and the economy. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox calls the address overly partisan.
He came to give what has been described as a campaign speech, and it was that. It was very disappointing to all of us.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt with a Republican response.
President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
The president follows up his speech with a campaign event in the Philadelphia area today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Looking awfully cloudy out there right now, 63 degrees in Pensacola. Well, there's still no deal on the OLF 8 property in Beulah, but it might be getting closer now.
I think they've made a good faith offer. It allows us to keep 250 acres to create jobs. That field generates no money for us right now, no money for taxpayers. It sits there empty.
Commissioner Jeff Burgosh from this week's discussion at the county board meeting, and Beulah Town Center LLC has offered the county $22 million for 290 acres. That leaves 250 acres available for the county to use for job creation. There are still a few sticking points in this deal, including who would pay for a main road through the development, the top line price, and the upfront deposit money. Commissioners will be working on the changes they'd like to see made, and this will likely come back to the board sometime in April. Questions continuing to swirl around the Lighthouse Christian Academy and the living arrangements for a group of international students.
To the best of my knowledge, their parents are not stateside. A lot of them have talked about their families in Brazil, FaceTiming their families. They don't want to get in trouble because they don't want to go back to where their family is at. It's multiple households like this.
Channel 3 talked with a parent of a former student, and according to their report, at least a portion of the students who were staying at that home on Refuge Circle in Midway appeared to have now moved out after Channel 3's initial report earlier this week. Property records show that home was bought less than 3 months ago by Coconut Palm Real Estate, which is owned by Joanna Johannes. She was also the CEO and superintendent of the academy, and a voicemail and email sent to the school's communications director by News Radio as of yesterday has not yet been returned. Well, it looks like the Pensacola Beach fishing pier could be reopened sooner rather than later.
That's tracking along pretty good. We're hoping by the end of the month and maybe the first or second week of April.
Oh, okay.
They've been tracking hard, working hard, so it's looking good, and so we're making good progress there.
Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno giving that update this week. Repairs on the pier began in December. It's been undergoing repairs from damage caused by Hurricane Sally, as well as some needed upgrades. Some of the work being done includes repairs to the railing and deck, installation of some new viewing scopes, cameras, benches, fishing line receptacles, and, of course, a new flagpole as well. And construction on the new Beulah Fire Station, now about 60 days away from being completed. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh giving a tour to Studio 850 this week.
We got four bays, 70-foot deep. It'll accommodate four large trucks or any combination thereof, including an aerial platform, which we need for some of the large buildings in Beulah.
And the fire station will bear the name of Bradshaw McNair Fire Station, named after longtime Escambia Fire Chief Steve McNair and volunteer District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw, who was tragically killed in a car crash back in 2019. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, I'm not really seeing anything on our roadways to report. No major accidents reported by FHP. Looking at the traffic maps, not seeing any slowdowns on our roadways. Highway 98 looks like it's flowing smoothly through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing any accidents slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. It looks like Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge, and Berry Hill Road, Dogwood Drive, Hamilton Bridge Road, all looking good. If you do see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are are going to start the day off very cloudy. Temperatures warming up in the afternoon to 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms move in as we head into the late afternoon through the evening hours. A few storms could be strong. Overnight tonight, storms continue, low near 67. We'll have a few storms lingering into the early morning hours on Saturday. Once again, severe threat a possibility. High near 76 degrees on by Saturday afternoon. Low Saturday night near 52. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got cloudy skies. It's 65 in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton. Your next news at 7. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Sargento is recalling shredded and grated cheese products sold to food service groups in 15 states over concerns the products could be contaminated with Listeria. No Sargento-branded products sold in traditional grocery stores were affected. The advisory is an extension of a previous FDA alert related to supplier Rizzo Lopez Foods. Sargento has terminated its contract with Rizzo Lopez and notified its impacted customers. Costco missed Wall Street's revenue expectations for its holiday quarter, despite reporting year-over-year sales growth. Revenue came in at just over $58.4 billion, just below the just over $59.1 billion expected. Comparable sales for the company increased 5.6% year-over-year. Store traffic increased just over 4% in the U.S. Shares of the retailer fell about 4% in aftermarket trading. Stocks are currently slightly lower. That's your money now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Friday, and more to the relevant point for my next guest, happy end of session day. We've got Alex Andrade. He is our state representative for District 2 joining us every Friday through session, typically is when we talk with him. Alex, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Are you excited to be able to get back home and get some sleep and have, you know, only your regular duties to think about for the most part?
Yeah. that's an understatement.
Yeah. So budgets, obviously, I mean, there's all kinds of bills in the flurry of last minute passages, but budget was obviously the big thing that you've been working on, losing sleep over, and a fair number of projects getting funded locally, right?
Yeah, no, a large number of projects getting funded locally. The ones on my list in the House that Senator Braxton had in the Senate, I think that, I mean, Northwest Florida benefited immensely from having Senator Braxton as the Senate Appropriations Chair. I think he deserves like 95% of all credit anyone takes for getting money back here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida. But, I mean, we're talking like $2 million more for the Gulf Breeze pedestrian overpass, the second pedestrian overpass, ultimately about $7 million for the old Baptist Hospital campus, $5 million for the Pensacola Airport, $2 million plus dollars for the Bay Bluffs Park, $1.5 million. Well, this is one that it wasn't with Senator Braxton because it's a statewide issue, but it's something that's important to me, which was the Florida Debate Initiative. For the past several years, I've gotten money from them to try and encourage debate in high school because I think the only way we can kind of resolve a lot of what we're seeing in the division in society right now is through actually arming people with the tools to debate, not with the opinions to fight over. You know what I mean? So that's a big one for me. And
you and I agree about this, but I don't want to let it go without making the point that the greatest value that debate does is not necessarily arm you with the ability to reason from fact and evidence and logic, although, yes, obviously. But it's the ability that it forces you to argue for positions you don't agree with and to learn to see points of view that you didn't understand before and tend to dismiss immediately. That, to me, that's like, when people can do that, we can have a healthy democracy. When people can't do that, well, you know, we get what we're getting. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I tend to think of it like the trait of empathy as a muscle, and if you don't engage it, right, it atrophies. I think debate absolutely allows people to empathize with other folks, even if they might not agree with them. But yeah, Big Brothers, Big Sisters is another one that I care deeply about. So, I could not be prouder of Senator Braxton, prouder of his last year in the Florida Senate. And, I'm excited to come home with a lot of things to celebrate.
We had a fair number of bills kind of, you know, that we've been waiting to see them go through, including the social media revamp bill, which now, for the most part, the big change is that you and I won't have to go through age verification, and really nobody has to go through age verification, but there's cause of action if you find minors on the platform, and now parents can opt in for their 14 and 15-year-olds, right? That's the basic change from the original banning everybody 15 and under, right?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, this is a massive compromise. We've spent the past several weeks saying that, you know, social media was digital fentanyl. And I happen to agree. I don't think there should be any kind of parental consent. But we, you know, sometimes in the process, you're forced to find compromises when people have valid disagreements of opinion. And so after the veto, this was the compromise that was struck. And it's certainly a step in the right direction, and a major step in the right direction. So you saw everyone kind of celebrate the same way when we voted to pass this the other day.
Did he veto it because of concerns about legal success, or did he veto it because he really thinks the bill was misguided?
That's a great question. I'd have to go read the letter that he provided with the veto. But what I can also say is, like, those letters are sometimes misleading.
Okay.
They don't always tell the whole story. Like, there was an alimony bill, an alimony reform bill that he vetoed one year and signed the next. And they were nearly identical. You know, there's so much going on. It's tough to tell. I think, you know, sometimes if you don't spend enough time thinking through something or listening, like you did, Andrew, to the committee testimony and the sponsor's testimony on this bill, you know, if you recall at the beginning of session, I started from the same position the governor did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had the same kind of trepidation. And then you hear these stories and you see these concerns and you start thinking of it and, well, you know, how addictive is it? How
right.
harmful is it? How close to a drug is it? And if you start really going down that path and you look at it, there's no distinction. There's no difference. This is something that has no benefit, extreme amounts of harm, a high rate of addiction, and we should be treating it like a drug.
Yeah, no, and that's a really good point. Is I find on a lot of these bills that my initial reaction is one thing, but then when I start to listen to the testimony and the arguments and the nuanced clarifications of everything, it persuades me, which is the point of debate, right? But if you haven't had the time or spent the time to go through that, like you do or I do, or you know, I can understand why people would have a particular reaction to it. So understandable. It doesn't make the reaction right. It just means it's sort of an understandable reaction. We're talking to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2 in Tallahassee. Hang on for just a second, Alex. We got traffic on the fives with Jake.
This traffic report is brought to you by Florida Department of Transportation. I'm not seeing anything on our roadways to report at the moment. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. 90 out of Milton and Pace is looking clear. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. If you see anything out there, let me know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Florida Department of Transportation wants you to know, before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure to designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Alex, I wanted to ask you, the District 4, the replacement for Commissioner Bender, nobody seems to have any idea what's going on. I've tried to get information from the governor's office. Is it just that, like, it's during session, he's too busy with that? Or, I mean, do you have any sense of this? I know I've asked you before, but I'm always looking for, because we need to get a fifth commissioner.
Yeah. Do people remember how long it took him to appoint someone to the school board?
When Elvin McCorvey died, it was like 10 months. That was ridiculously bad. And that was only for ECUA, yeah, or school board or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah. So two months is nothing. people can be impatient all their life, but like 2 months is nothing. I'm sure it'll come in the next month or so, but there's not a massive sense of urgency, doesn't feel like, from the governor's office to make decisive appointments.
Fair enough. Wanted to ask you one thing is, just as we're going through the release of these bills into the governor's office, and they will be sort of gradually released him over the course of the next few weeks, what is the rule? Because it's not as much of a time constraint as during session, how long he's got to veto things, right?
Yeah, I think I know that during session, if we send him a bill that we've already both passed, like the House and the Senate, 7 days, I always forget if it's 15 or 30, but it's an order of magnitude longer that the governor can sit on bills for us to sign them if we send them to him after session. So if I were to guess, I think it's something like 15 days or 20 days, but I'd have to double check the Constitution to confirm.
There were several bills that I had not really been paying much attention to, but then, you know, forcing myself to listen to several hours of Senator House, votes. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting bill I wasn't familiar with. The two that caught me most by surprise that I had not heard was the water quality bill, requiring local counties and cities to notify the public within 24 hours of any dangerous water, contaminated water. And then the other one was on contractor fraud, requiring contractors to take money from a client and put it into an escrow account the way a lawyer would, to only be usable for that client's project instead of always robbing Peter to pay Paul, which, you know, we know that has been a major source of problems here locally. Those two seem like very good bills to me.
Yeah, the contractor one, I'm not sure how it's going to work in practice.
Sure,
but,
I understand.
I think any additional protection for, you know, everyday citizens on water contamination is a good thing. Yeah. I have had to take a couple no votes. You know, I've been the sole no vote or a no vote out of like 10 other no votes on a couple bills this past week. But there's been a lot of interesting bills.
I haven't followed all the votes. Any one of those no votes that stands out to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of times we criminalize things kind of like in a knee-jerk reaction. So there's these concerns where you have a first responder shows up to a scene and they get exposed to fentanyl and they have to take Narcan to revive themselves, sometimes more than once. While I understand and sympathize with
the fear in that situation. There was a member of the House who wanted to make it a second-degree felony to recklessly expose somebody in that circumstance to fentanyl. What I think the net effect of that is going to be is, one, there's no way you're able to prosecute the actual crime that was created by that bill. And two, every single person who is right now hoping that they won't be prosecuted if they call 911 after they see a friend overdose is now going to be terrified of calling in to 911 if they see an overdose.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the message that sends. I think you should feel very safe. If you see a friend who's overdosed, you should feel very safe calling that in. So I was, I think, the only Republican who voted no on that bill.
I will also say that the one that caught me by surprise when I was listening to the Senate, because I hadn't caught it on the House side, was the perimeter around a crime, like a law enforcement or first responder situation, had been 14 feet, and you guys pushed it back to 25 feet, which the Senate agreed to, right?
Yeah, 25 feet, and there was a lot of debate on that one. A lot of debate that was kind of silly. I mean, we have domestic violence injunctions that say someone can't get within 500 feet of, you know, a petitioner's home. And now all of a sudden, like, try eyeballing 500 feet. Now all of a sudden we're having issues with eyeballing 25 feet. Or we're having to use people's desks on the floor to explain what 25 feet is to people. Some of that kind of felt ridiculous.
And that was one where my first reaction was, well, that's a long way away to get a good video. But at the same time, when you can set a perimeter for 500 feet or a mile or, you know, a half mile, depending on public safety needs, that, you know, 25 feet doesn't seem all that big. And that was persuasive in the Senate. So, you know, that was one I was kind of pulled around on when my initial reaction was 25 feet seems like a long way if you're watching cops misbehave, you know, if that's the case that's going on. Alex Andrade, he's our state representative for District 2. As always, Alex, thanks for being with us every Friday to kind of walk us through session. Thanks for all the work that you've done this year, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. But seriously, thank you for giving up time with your family and being here and taking all the trips and doing all the work and communicating so consistently. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tax season is here, and it's time to turn your refund into peace of mind with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms is your go-to destination for top-notch personal protection. You're also going to want to secure your spot for one of their upcoming concealed carry classes. Use your refund wisely and invest in safety. Check out their wide selection online at jimsfirearms.net or visit the store in Pensacola at the corner of Sereno Road and Blue Angel Parkway. Jim's Firearms, protecting what matters most.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Tuesday morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mash Station Lavage for gallon gas, 340. Florida, 346. Mississippi has 294. And California has 487. In Navarro this morning, 309 at the CEFCO, up 87. 309 going west at the Walmart. 319 at the, I think that's at the Liberty Station in Tiger Point. 324 in Gulf Breeze proper. 327. At the CEFCO in Milton, that jumped. 323 at the Pea Ridge Murphy and 325 going through Pace. On 9 Mile, the Walmart has 311. And coming in from the northwest side, you got, if you can go to the A station, Happy Jacks on Palafox, that's 305. That's actually your cheapest in the vicinity. Coming in from the southwest side, just don't buy gas. I don't know what to tell you. It's all bad. The Thumb at Garden has 319. 656 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
All right. I'm not seeing any accidents reported by FHP at the moment. Looking at the traffic maps here, not seeing any major congestion or slowdowns to speak of. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton this morning where the gas prices are a little higher, you're not going to see any accidents along your way out of Pace through on Highway 90 there. Highway 29 south through Cantonment, not seeing any issues reported there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. And we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
So for years, my family and I have been eating. Whenever we're out of town and we're coming west on I-10, we always stop at Pounder's Hawaiian Grill in Crestview. It is like everybody loves it. In fact, if I ever go to somewhere that I go near there and I don't have the boys with me or only one of the boys, we'll buy it, and then I have to bring it home for them because it's amazing. Teriyaki chicken, amazing. Teriyaki steak, that's what they love the most. The Kahlua pig, that's my favorite. Sides of rice and macaroni salad and it is like our favorite restaurant in the area. So every time I go into the kitchen and I say, when are you coming to Pensacola? When are you coming to Pensacola? When are you coming? They're in Pensacola. They just opened. They have their official grand opening is tomorrow, but they're open already, okay? Pounder's Hawaiian Grill is open on North Davis Highway. It's right in, like, the old Dickies location, right across from Academy Sports, you know, at University Mall. And tomorrow from 11 to 5, they have the official big grand opening with musicians and all kinds of stuff. But just trust me, go. 657 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm guessing we know where you're going to be tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I what I need to ask for is a raise so I can afford to have a Pounder's here in town. So, honestly, that's the problem. We will go like every day.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I've heard it's really good. So can't wait to try that. The utility that provides power to the Texas Panhandle is now investigating whether it was their equipment that could have started what's now become the largest wildfire in Texas history. There have been several lawsuits already filed over the Smokehouse Creek fire that point to a downed power line. And a trip to Japan off to an unsettling start, Andrew, for some Osceola County students. A plane that was heading from San Francisco to Japan yesterday apparently had to turn around after it lost a wheel. The school district says 15 students and three chaperones were on board. The United Airlines jet was able to safely land, though, in Los Angeles, and nobody was hurt.
Don't they have extras? What's the big deal? David, thanks so much for the update. 6:59, time for future news. Jake, can I tell you what's going to happen before it happens? Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Oh, my gosh. Mike Tyson in about 30 seconds.
No kidding. Even at his age, no kidding.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time is Saturday night into Sunday morning. How many people will forget?
I'm not going to.
I don't think that many people forget anymore with cell phones.
Right.
Because your cell phone adjusts for you.
Yeah.
Will Biden apologize for botching Lake and Riley's name?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It didn't even happen. Don't trust your lying ears.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.